Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Tonight is Friday, January 18th, and very excited to have a special guest host on with us tonight, Angela. And I'm Heather, and we've got Tina on as well. And I'm just very excited, Angela, to have you on. It's so amazing how we connected and how you're here tonight. And I want to get into all of that. But first, I just want everyone, for those of you who don't know, I'd like to give a little bit of background on Angela. So Angela is, she goes by Mystic Moon. You can catch her on YouTube. She's got Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and she's an experienced tarot card reader specializing in deep soul connections and contract readings. And even though she's able to tap into any type of connection, she specifically deals and has passion around the twin flame journey. And she herself has experience in that, the twin flame journey, and so she can certainly pull upon that as she helps others and give them information in that space. And we'll get into a little bit more of that, but just wanted everyone to get a little bit of background in terms of Angela, and we'll just kind of talk through, I'm so excited, the dynamics of what's going to pop out tonight and going through all the calls and just, you know, various ways in which we can help everyone. So, and again, I'm Heather Filona, and I'm a medium, and we'll be doing some medium and just psychic connections tonight, along with the tarot card readings, as well as Tina, who's also a medium. So Angela, I'm so excited to have you on. We actually got connected through Dee, who's also been on the show, and just in talking about like relationships, connections, karmic, whatever you want to talk about, it's fascinating how everything has sort of come together. I'm beside myself. It's just amazing.
I'm really excited to be on the show. So just, I wanted to say thank you so much. And of course, to give that special shout out to Dee from Consciousness Evolution Journey. She's an amazing reader who I have been following since the beginning of my just coming onto YouTube. And so it was pretty amazing when she randomly reached out to me to purchase my Oracle deck, my Twin Flame Oracle deck. And then she's like, hey, you know, I have a channel. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. I love you. It was pretty exciting. Exciting. And so now I'm here, thanks to Dee. So
absolutely. And she also told me about your cards, and I know she's used them a lot. And I have to tell you, like, I'm not in any way, shape, or form just saying this because you're on. I have never.
Thanks.
I don't really use cards. I've never, like, but these cards, I it's like they're reading. I can't explain it. It's like I get something from spirit, and I hear it, and I flip out the card, and I'm like, are you kidding? Like, it's insane, because it's literally what I'm getting from spirit. The card flips out like every single time, and I can't, I mean, it's funny. I've been sending Dee like screenshots. I'm like, are you seeing this? I'm like, this is ridiculous. How is this happening?
That's amazing.
I love
to hear that.
I connect in so many different ways. So for those of you who don't know, this is the it's the Mystic Moon Oracle's cards, and there's a big flaming heart on the front, which I resonate with as well on so many different levels. But each card that she has, now she has many decks. This one in particular is the one that I have, and I can't say enough good things about it. There's not even a book that comes with it, which I appreciate, because I don't have patience for that. If I'm being honest, like a lot of times when I look at the books, I think most mediums that like are really, you know, connecting with spirit and getting information, think oftentimes, like even when we connect, and Tina, you and I talked about this last week on the show as well, that we see images. And so it's really what the image means to us. And that's really what these cards have. They have a word on it, but it's crazy because I know, and my spirit's telling me that they're going to start using shorthand with your cards. So certain things that I'm seeing, it's going to get me quicker to, like, there's just a merging of me and the energy of these cards, and it's beautiful.
That's amazing.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. No, these decks to me, you know, obviously I have four, but that Twin Flame Oracle is an imprint of my own Twin Flame journey. And so everything about that deck is literally an imprint of, I guess, my soul and my connection. So for me to hear people resonating with these cards is freaking amazing. I just really can't even describe it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So tell us, I mean, it's amazing that I always think it's fascinating when people are able to create their own cards and you have several of them. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this and just all the good stuff around that.
It's really interesting because obviously, you know, I've been a tarot card reader for a very long time, but I haven't done it on the professional level that I'm doing it now. But anyways, I just was randomly going through YouTube one day and I had some things that I was going through personally. And when I came across this word, twin flame, and this whole concept, it was like, holy crap, this is what I have been experiencing. But the thing is I actually had an awakening, a spiritual awakening. And I've always been a very spiritual person, but this spiritual awakening was different. So literally when I had that back in April 2017, and then I came into the concept of twin flames a few months after that, everything literally unfolded for me. And so when I started my channel, it's like all of a sudden, all of this abundance came to me. And now this is a full-time business. And now I am just creating on this level that is just, I just divine. And I just feel like I'm completely within my soul's purpose now. And it's all connected to this twin flame journey. It's amazing. I don't know why I can't keep saying it. I just keep saying amazing.
Because
so
it is.
That's how I came onto this twin flame journey. Yeah. And now that I'm on it, a lot of people resonate with my messages. Some don't. That's okay. But I feel like I'm a little bit of a different twin flame reader. I feel like I bring a lot more, I don't know, logic and practical energy into it. And I think that some people might need that on this journey because this journey can be very difficult to navigate. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the biggest thing with you that I really appreciate and resonate with, and it's some, like you're just the energy with it, is the fact that you keep it real. I mean, just the, like, you're like, look, I, you know, watching one of your videos recently and you're like, this is who I am. This is what I do. And if you don't like it, just click on subscribe right now. It's amazing though, because it's one of those things. And I think we could all, you're kind of saying what I think everyone wants to say, but they don't go out and say it. Like, even with myself, it's like, if, you know, we have such a fear, I think, as, you know, light workers, tarot readers, whatever you do to help others, to step into that power. And then when we do, the fear of judgment. And, I think the biggest thing is just, it's the acknowledgement. When you get to that point of like, look, I'm at peace with who I am. I'm giving the message. Right. I'm helping people. And it's not going to be for everyone. And that there's empowerment in that, you know?
Most definitely. And I still struggle too, though. You know, I'm a very sensitive empath. And so I can sense things. I can feel people's energies. And so sometimes I kind of walk on eggshells. And then there's other times where I'm just like, you know what? I'm just laying it all out there. I don't give a shit. So I go up and down. I just kind of try to gauge it. And I just try to go with my intuition, what spirit is guiding me to do. So what you see is...
Right.
What'd you get?
No, it's definitely. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no! I just was gonna say, it's to me, it's one of the biggest. I've walked many spiritual paths, and not that I look at this as a religion or anything at all, but it is a spiritual path, and it's the only one that has resonated with me 100%. So for me, it's just been a spiritual journey. It really hasn't been about another person. It's a spiritual journey. And what got me here may have been another person, but it's not about that for me. And so a lot of people are struggling with this attachment to this particular person. And I just feel like I'm one of those people that can hopefully help people to just kind of pull them out of the attachment, not take them off of their connection at all, but just to help them while they're struggling with their connection. Helping them to kind of go within and try to seek that balance within themselves. So,
yeah, that's interesting. So, like, so Tina, I don't know about you, but I know when I do a lot of readings, and the majority of the readings people, you know, they all have the same question, like, when am I going to find love? Is he the one? Is mm-hmm. this going to be the right mm-hmm. connection? And,
yeah.
you know, it's hard. I'm just curious, Tina. I'm just going to throw this out to you. Like, what's your thoughts around that? Because it's hard when you get those type of readings because let me just pause and ask you, like, what's your experience with that, Tina, and those type of connections?
Well, you know, interesting that you say that. You know, it's funny, when I first started channeling and first started doing psychic readings, one of the, and I learned this along the way, but one of the issues that I had was on relationships. And it's funny because I wasn't even aware that I, you know, had these blocks just because of my own personal experiences. And so in the very beginning when I started doing readings, you know, people would ask questions about, you know, when is the love of my life coming, or, you know, when am I going to have a new relationship? Is this relationship okay? It's like inside I would just kind of cringe for a second, and I wasn't even aware of it because it was just so subtle. But until I actually, you know, healed that part of my journey, you know, then it started, you know, opening up that heart chakra and everything else. And then my readings completely changed with that. And so there wasn't that block. And so I found that for me, that was my experience. And now, you know, I don't get that anymore. You know, when somebody asks, you know, a question regarding relationships or their love life, I'm not sitting in that space any longer. So it's a freedom, really, you know, once you can work through that process. And so for me, that's what I find with myself.
Love it.
Interesting.
What you just described is the work that people find themselves doing on the twin flame journey. So, yes, it's a unique contract. It is different than a soulmate contract or a karmic, you know, contract, but it's very similar. It all ties together. And that's one of the reasons that I'm using the word soul connection so loosely now on my channel, because a lot of people aren't sure what kind of connection that they have. And at the end of the day, a label is just a label. Yes, I get it. They are specific types of connections. But like I said, at the end of the day, you just have a soul connection with somebody. And if this person is triggering you to help clear yourself, like you were just talking about, then that's fantastic. You know, we're here to mm-hmm. learn, clear, and ascend. And that's what I'm all about.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Great.
Yeah,
it's interesting as we're talking through this. This is things I've been thinking about a lot lately because I believe, you know, a connection is a connection, right? I think
yes.
sometimes people want it. There's the romantic aspect of it. I think
Correct.
At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
we are here to love one another, and we all
yes.
seek that on different levels. And
mm-hmm.
I think you're right. Yeah, I have good friends that are, there's a soul connection that goes beyond
yes.
like the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
you know, so it's hard. Like when I get people asking me about their relationship, I'm like, there's absolutely a connection, but is it the type that you want? Like,
right.
that's another question, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
It's
what I want
really
to say
hard.
About that is, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I guess I'm still thinking, so please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that a lot of people want to know what type of connection that they have. And there are some people out there, and I'm not, you know, downing anybody that does this, but there are some people that will say, hey, I'm going to tell you what kind of connection you have. It's a very sacred thing. And so I don't think that there's anybody on this planet that can confirm 100% what type of connection that you have. I believe it is up to the person to kind of discover on their journey what that is to them. So that's just something that I feel is people are looking for answers. What kind of connection do I have? If it's a twin flame, okay, I'll stick it through. If it's not a twin flame, I'll chuck it and I'll be done with it. And it's just like, but again, we have to ask ourselves why we need to know this. Is slapping a label on it going to fix it? Is it going to make it sacred? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exactly where I was like, what, I can't find the words, but that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Labels. Right.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, I think like when I started this journey and like, okay, I guess I'm a medium, but I don't like, that's a label. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But it feels limiting, but the same thing with relationships and stuff. And at the end of the day, does it matter? Like what, if it's a, it's a
not really
twin flame or yeah.
Right.
It's,
yeah, it doesn't.
You know, Yeah, it's like I've got like my brother, his situation, and I absolutely like, I guess by the definition that, you know, society or whatever is set for that, I'm like, that, yeah, mm-hmm. he's kind of got a twin flame thing going on there. But do you think that it's impacted, like he doesn't resonate like that. He would be like, what is that word? I don't even know what you're saying. But it's still happening, right? So like you said,
yeah.
like it, go, don't use labels or any sort of distinction to anything to make or break a decision. Like you have to follow
right.
the heart center's path, you know? So
definitely.
Yeah, it's just fascinating.
So, I mean, the labels obviously are necessary to find certain types of information and resources, but beyond that, once you get to that destination, it's up to you to decide what you've got going on and if it fits. And some people come onto the twin flame journey just to discover that the person that they thought was their twin flame, maybe they aren't, but now they're on this beautiful journey doing all this amazing work on their soul, so it's a freaking blessing how you got there. Who cares how you got there? You're there, you know?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just, I mean, and I even just kind of going, kind of diverging away from the romantic aspect, thinking about the just the friendship. I mean, I know we talked about this earlier, but it's just the dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her and I having known each other 20 years ago and going through this sort of birthing process, and you know, I'm having my first child, she's having a child, we're explaining and she's helping me. And now it's like coming full circle. We're back at it again.
That's
but
so
it's
cool.
like there's a birthing of the spirituality. It is insane. Like I can't make this crap up. It's
I know, right?
I mean, guaranteed, like each one of you, including the callers, have had this like, what the heck is this relation? Like it there's
oh,
something
yeah,
there.
For sure. Yes.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
I love
whether they awaken you or, mm-hmm. it's fascinating. And I think at the end of the day, like it's I think we do we want to try to box it, we want to try to define it,
right.
and
I
think it's just about going with the flow and seeing what that looks like and being open to the experience around it. And I think you said this earlier before we jumped on, Angela, and I completely agree, and I think Tina would agree as well, is that nobody here has all the answers. Like nobody
No.
There's no, you know, ta-da, here's what it is. Even when
No.
people call in, we can give them guidance of what we're picking up on the energy, but it's subject to change, right? You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Future, that's why it's like, oh, tell me what's going to happen in the future. And it's like, no problem. I'll give you maybe an image. But the thing is, you're talking about people that have emotions and free will, and all that stuff comes into play. It can change things at any time. So people have to realize that when they're getting these readings and they're looking for somebody to tell them their future. I just don't really feel like that actually exists, you know?
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah,
but you try anyway.
Right, yeah. I mean, right, exactly. You pick up on the energy. And I don't know,
right.
Tina, curious how you maneuver that situation, because a lot of times, you know, being a psychic medium, you do get hits, and there's some things that
mm-hmm.
absolutely do come true, but other things that you know that, you know, that it's within their realm. How do you maneuver
right.
that situation within your readings?
You know, the thing of it is I fully just rely on spirit and for the information,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I receive.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, that's the thing is I, whatever that I do receive, you know, I do know it's coming from spirit. And as Angela said, I mean, you know, there's that whole thing of free will and things
mm-hmm.
can change. You know, at any given time, it can be really difficult. But I just give what I see. I give what I feel, I give what I hear to the best of my ability. And, you know, at the end of it, it's really up to the sitter to make these choices or, you know, it can be really mm-hmm. difficult. But then again, I mean, you know, I might say something that they totally needed to hear. They were thinking, you know, these things themselves anyway. So it sparked something within them to fulfill you know, the things that they need to fulfill in their contract on their journey. And so I find that is, you know, another thing that we do as psychic mediums too. And, you know, we give them that information, the guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Their soul already knows it. And so, yep. therefore, they're able to fulfill it. And so I find that, I see that a lot as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that totally. It's, you got to give what you're getting. And, I've had people to where I feel an energy of a certain thing. And then, like, months later, their energy has shifted. I physically see the shift. I feel it. And I had that recently, and I'm like, wow, I know that I told you this and I felt this, but your energy has changed. And it was like this person acknowledged that they had been doing a lot of work, and I'm like, I see it. I don't see the murkiness that I had before. It's insane. So that's pretty cool.
I really admire your guys' gifts. I mean, everybody has different gifts and different ways of channeling. Mine, I'm claircognizant, which is one of the reasons that I talk so freaking fast when I channel, is because it's literally like coming in my ear, you know, it's like popping in my head. But I think that's so cool, the way that you guys have these different senses and you pick up on things and you can see things. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's, I think, you know, at the end of the day, we all have gifts and they look a little differently. Even, I think even Tina and I, you know, even though we're both mediums, we do it probably a little differently. So, it's amazing how it all works out. But that's the beauty of it, right? I think we all have that and we all can help each other. So,
exactly.
So speaking of that, do you guys want to jump in and we'll start taking some calls?
Yeah.
We've got quite a few people waiting. So,
we are ready.
Well, okay, perfect. All right. So I am looking at, let's see, area code 256. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Kimberly, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
We're excited. We're really excited to talk to you, Kimberly. What can we help you with?
Well, just progression with my career.
Okay, just a general, are you looking to make a shift or something? It feels like
a direction. I've been teaching for a while, and I like it. But I'd like to be in leadership and still mentor students.
Okay, perfect. Can I ask you, I know that you asked that question, but I'm getting this man that's popping through right now, and I feel like he's a taller man, dark hair, and I feel like this might be a father figure for you. Is your father still here?
My father's still here, but my uncle, who is more like a father figure to me, he's passed. He's on the other side.
Okay, got it. He just came through right away, and I'm like, I know you're asking the question, but was he also someone that would give you guidance? Like, I feel like he's someone that would have helped direct you. And, like, if at the end of the day, like, when you think about wanting to succeed in life and, like, wanting to advance yourself, that, like, he's the person you'd want to go talk to about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's with you. I just want to – he's here. He's coming forward. And he's throwing a lot of energy and love around you. So I just wanted to acknowledge that, because I do feel like when I pick up on his energy and with what's going on with you, I feel like you're kind of this feeling of like, I should be doing more. I should be someplace else. Like, I should be doing more. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's asking you, have you also, I know that you said you teach, but I feel like, have you also been doing some studying yourself or something, or trying to, it feels like you might be like doing some of your own studying to try to advance or look at different, you know, something like that. Does that make sense?
The only thing I've been thinking about, going back to school,
okay.
Not necessarily studying. I've been studying the Course of Miracles. That's what I've been doing.
Love it.
I just got chills.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you feel his energy? Have you been feeling his energy? Because I literally see you over your head in a book, you looking down at the words and trying to understand what you're reading, and him looking over your shoulder. That is literally the image I see. That makes sense to me. Wow. It's like, So just pay attention when you're doing that. If you don't notice that you start connecting with his energy, because I feel like he's around you when you're doing that. But you're also reading some things that you don't quite understand. Like you're like, what does that mean? And you might have to read it a couple times. Have you had that experience?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it's A Course in Miracles. I guess that goes without saying. But in particular, like, it's almost like a head-scratching thing. But he's over you, and he's showing me he's helping you with that. So it's, I know it's funny, Spirit, like, you asked the question about your sort of human, you know, experience in terms of, like, your physical job here. And he's like, I have different, yeah, this is how they work. They're like, yeah, that's kind of not the stuff that's exciting to Spirit and that really matters in life. It's the stuff about the development and you know, the soul evolution. So he's bringing that up for you as well. So
Okay. That's
what I'm getting around it. I feel like the only thing I have to say is just don't worry so much about where you should be. Like, it's about where you are right now and the path that you're taking. Because I actually just feel like things are, what we talked about in terms of psychic and like where things go, if I was psychic and like knew without a certainty and knew all the answers to everything, I would probably make a guess that in the next 5 years, your world will look very different. I just think you're going down a different path. That's much better than you would have even anticipated. So I think it's all good. So that's what I'm getting, and I'll leave you with that. And let Angela and Tina jump in. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So I went ahead and pulled some cards while Heather was channeling some information for you. And what I did is I just pulled a variety of different cards, which is giving me some energy and a story. And so the one thing that I'm getting right off the bat is guardian angel. So you definitely have a spirit guide. This could be, you know, the passed over loved one that is around you, literally guiding you, because I also have received, and there's something about your mental thoughts. So I don't know if you're receiving messages such as ideas or different things, kind of that inner nudge to push you in a certain direction. But what I'm getting is that it has something to do with work-related things, because I have the Ace of Pentacles, and the Ace of Pentacles is the start of a brand new either job or a brand new career. And I know that you had just said that you're contemplating doing something different. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome, because what I also have here is you surrendering some kind of either way of doing something or a situation, or you might be working a couple of different things at one time, and so you might feel a little up and down and all over the place. But we also have energy that's something about patience and divine timing and new partnerships coming into your path, being placed in your path at the correct time. So it's like, are you looking to go into business for yourself or looking to collaborate and work with it as a team?
Yes, I've had some ideas, but it's just ideas right now. I haven't shared
them.
Okay,
well, just so you know, you're receiving these ideas straight from source, so you've got to pay attention to those ideas, yes, because I have the received card with the hand, and then I've got the Knight of Swords, and so if you're being pushed to do something and, you know, or follow through with an idea, listen to the guidance, because it's coming straight from Spirit.
Got it.
Yeah, and so, but I see a partnership or something that is possibly coming in at the correct time in order for you to change something within your career. So that's why I was asking if you were looking to collaborate, or this could just be an individual that's going to help to push you in this new direction. I see you letting something go. You might not let it go entirely, though. You might do this and do something else, but it just depends on what you want to do. But I see that there's something unknown to you right now, and you're receiving messages. So you're just going to continuously be guided on what to do. But I'm seeing that it's a death and a rebirth for you. You literally are going to have some fresh new beginning. And it could be around autumn of this year.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm getting.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that resonates with you, but these are all really good indications of brand new energies and you being guided every step of the way, and things are going to happen at the right time. So, fantastic.
I just used Angela's amazing cards here, and I pulled one card and it said fresh start. Oh, I love it.
I love it.
Like, bingo. That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Tina, are you getting anything as well?
Yeah. Yeah, all of it, actually. There's really, there's not anything else that I can say. You guys are like, yeah. What I can tell you is that there's going to be, what I did see was around you was a spiritual teacher, and I wrote that down. And so there's going to be somebody coming into your life that's going to be teaching you, and then therefore you're going to take that information. So this person is going to be helping you on your spiritual path, and then that way you'll be teaching that to other students, which is the images that I was seeing. And that is all that I have for you. So it really, really good stuff. It feels very positive. And, you know, as everyone said, everything that you're receiving is from source and spirit. And so to just, you know, stay on that path and go in that direction, because it's going to bring you true happiness and you know, and becoming into your true self. Okay. So that's what I'm getting from spirit for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was enough. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Glad you enjoyed it.
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. Keep in touch. Let us know. Good luck.
Oh, I will. I definitely will.
All right.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Take care.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. All right. That was awesome. All right.
Yeah, that was great.
Okay, let's see. Area code 850. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Amy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Amy from
Hi,
Florida?
Amy. Hey,
Angela.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. I told you I would on Instagram.
Oh, that's perfect. I know I spoke
nice.
To so many people, so I'm like trying to wrap my head around who's calling, but that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you got my mom's name. So I can call in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're calling you, Angela, not mom, you know. I don't know many people other than my mom.
So what kind of a question do you have for us today?
Kind of relationship.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, I was in a relationship for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2 years ago we split up. So I'm trying to see, you know, what's going on with that, what maybe in the future, am I wasting my time, you know, is there a possibility he'll come back, stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing is I'm pulling some cards, and then I think that either Tina or Heather are going to maybe channel some information for you.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah, I'll hi, Amy. This is Heather. I'll while she's doing it, I'll give you kind of a little bit of what I'm getting. I feel like the bulk of the message will come from Angela, but I feel like I do see that that disconnect within the relationship. But I feel like I don't feel like it's going to be something where you guys come back together. I feel like the turning, there's something about kind of him turning his back on the situation. It feels like it feels a little bit more like it's a permanent separation there. But I guess what I would say, though, around the energy, I feel like there's something around growing between the two of you. So even just kind of the separation of yourselves and growing, does that make sense? Like, I feel like there may have been a maturity thing at play here in the relationship. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay.
You know, there was that, and it just the fact that he told me on March 31st of 2017 that it was over, but wanted me to stay until our son got out of school in June.
Yeah.
You know, so it came out of the blue.
That's hard.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel like there is this fear kind of attached to it around the circumstances of the way it went down, and the fear of like that, because that, especially when you've been with someone for so long and them just kind of, you know, dropping the ball, so to speak, on you, it's very jarring and it takes a minute. But I do see new love entering for you, and it coming into the space of where you're a better vibrational match to that person. Because I just feel like there was something off. I guess that's the energy, right? I feel like there was a misalignment of the energies between the two of you. Mm-hmm. And
it was a lot.
I don't know if
him, I believe.
Oh.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, and I don't know if you guys, you said you guys were together for 12 years, but I feel like it may have even been like a thing where like you had sort of grown up and he wasn't quite there yet. So, but Angela, you're tapping in.
That's
and
true.
I feel so, yeah.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Like, give it to her, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's so crazy. So the cards that I picked up for you here out of my twin flame oracles, I got signs, nostalgia, and regret. But what's interesting as well, Heather was talking about, you know, just something not being right, something being off. I started going into the romance angels deck, and the first card that popped out was pay attention to the red flags. So when that card comes out for me, this is definitely a card where you're being cautioned to see the signs, because I also got the signs in my oracle deck. So the signs are all there. These are red flags, whatever has happened. I also have the Seven of Swords. And if you watch readings a lot, you know the Seven of Swords is the card of trickery. And I'm not suggesting that there was any cheating or anything going on. I don't know if there was. Okay. That's why it's here. Okay. So what Spirit is saying, Archangel Michael specifically is saying to you in this reading, is that there is a better course of action available to you. So there is another course. I also have Angel of Addiction Healing, which is saying that this is a time for you to transform and to heal from this toxic cycle. I also have the Moon showing up, which is talking about this is going to take a little bit of time, so it's not going to happen overnight. But I also got the Release Your Ex, so it is time for you to clear this energy. Now, nostalgia is here because we want to hang on to this connection. Why? Because there is a soul connection here. I got the yes, this is a soulmate card, but guess what? We have calling in a new soulmate. So I completely concur with what Heather picked up on, which is that there is another partner that is better suited for you that is on the horizon, okay? That's what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing it's as early as spring. Your ex is telling you here. Yeah, right?
Sorry.
Your ex is actually telling you.
Sorry, I just pulled your card, when you said spring, I got spring. I'm like, oh my God.
No way. That's amazing. Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Really cool. And that's so neat. I wish we had a camera so like we could see what we were
doing.
God. But what I am getting, though, is that your ex is telling you from his higher self that I feel damaged, like I just can't do this. So he's confirming for you from his higher self that he knows he's damaged. He knows this isn't you. It's you. It's not me. It's you. So you need to understand that he's got issues. He's got baggage. He's got addictions. He's got shit he needs to clear up. And until he can clear that up, there's another person that is coming into you. It's like Spirit's not going to leave you hanging in this situation. I feel like you've gone through enough with this. And there may be an opportunity later when things are more balanced that you guys may come together and work something out. I do see possibly maybe a friendship or something where it's on better terms than it is now, but I definitely see that some kind of cycle needs to be let go at this time so that way you can move forward and have more peace and happiness in your life. And I see that Spirit's going to help orchestrate that for you and bring it right in. So that's what I'm getting. But also pay attention to the signs too. Pay attention to the signs of new things that are coming your way. So if you get that intuition or that gut feeling like you need to go here, you need to do this, you need to take that class, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head with him. He does have a lot of shit.
Yeah, right? Usually when the Seven of Swords rears its ugly head, I'm just like, ooh, I hate this card, because it usually indicates somebody that A, has issues, or B, has an issue with telling the truth or lying or even cheating. So definitely not good energy. Yeah, see, right? So Spirit knows that you deserve more and that you just need to let go of this energy and clear it so that way something new can come into your life. So that's what I'm getting for you today.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been crazy right the last 2 years.
I bet it has.
He was just here not too long ago, dropped my phone off, and I just basically didn't say nothing to him because I don't communicate with him a whole lot. And he said hello first, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Well, I mean, what I do want to say is that regardless, regardless of what's happened here, you guys do have a soul connection. And I think that that's one of the reasons why you have been dealing with this for 2 years, because your souls are connected. So don't beat yourself up for, you know, just feeling like, oh my God, you know, I thought this, I thought that. I do see that he is a soul connection for you, and it doesn't matter what the label is. So that's why I'm saying is maybe at some other point in the future, you guys may come to some sort of other arrangement, but I'm just seeing right now you're probably better suited to just try to open yourself up to fresh new experiences.
Yeah, I understand that too. And I believe everything that you just said, because I believe if it wasn't, I would have already been able to let go.
That's true.
You know,
exactly.
He's moved on, and you know, he's already got the one that was involved in all this living with him.
Gotcha.
Not even a year after I moved out. So I mean,
that's tough.
But he's been throwing mixed signals. You know,
right.
Like I won't try to communicate with him, but he'll out of the blue text me about some stuff.
This is one of the reasons why the Seven of Swords is coming up, and pay attention to the red flags, because you're being warned that the more that you deal with him right now, when he's in this lower vibrational energy or just this, where he's at in this life right now, is not what you need to be associating with. Because all that's going to do is going to confuse you and try and take you off your path. And you need to open yourself up to something that is just more in alignment with you. So maybe try to, as much as you can, to try to limit that communication. When he says a text, you don't have to text him back, right?
Right. I try to make him hang for a minute, you know, at least.
There you go. Good. Well, I hope that helped
and
you
I,
out.
It did.
Yeah, that was amazing. Gosh, Angela. Oh, my gosh. Tina, are you getting anything else from it, too? Angela, covered so much.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
A couple things.
No.
Don't
good.
Me. No.
Oh,
no.
Good.
This
yeah.
is great. No. So, with you, Amy, I was picking up on a lot of conflict within the relationship. I was also picking up on narcissism, and I just kept hearing spirit saying, "Move on." I kept picking up on the name Anthony or Tony. So I don't know if that has any connection with you. Would that name make sense to you at all?
I don't know. Anthony
kept...
or Tony right now.
Okay. Well,
not yet.
You know what? Not yet. Right. Exactly. So I just kept picking up on that name. So keep that, you know, in the back of your mind. Just keep that name there, okay? Because I was hearing that pretty clearly here through spirit. The other thing that they want to tell you, and it's like, you know you're worthy of love. And they're saying that you are worthy of love. And they just kept repeating that over and over and over. And so, you know, you really just need to embrace that and just, you know, honor that and just know that. Because, you are so kind and you do a lot for others. And so I think this relationship, this person in the relationship knows that. And so, and especially being in a relationship for that long, he knows how... I guess, to get you to do things for him, or, you know, he just knows exactly how to talk to you to manipulate.
He knows what buttons
so
to push.
Exactly. So just, as Angela said, you know, those red flags and everything, just be mindful of that, okay? Because you are worthy of love, and I do see somebody else coming in for you, and that is what I have for you.
I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks,
right,
Amy.
It was great talking
to
you guys.
Yes,
thank
all right,
you.
Have a
take
night.
Care.
You
all
too.
Right, I will. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Good job, guys.
Awesome.
You guys, like, you guys are on fire. Oh my gosh. And I'm just gonna like, seriously, again, public service announcement here. Everybody has to get these cards that Angela,
I know.
I'm not joking.
Oh, so
I'm sorry. And I apologize that I interrupted you, but that is insane.
No,
because the minute I grabbed the card and it said spring and you said the spring, and I'm like, you kidding me?
That's crazy. I love it.
Awesome. I'm in love with my cards. I have a soul connection with my cards. All my life I've never, anyway, so I'm sorry. I'm going to keep moving on here. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
So we've got area code 3-1. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Oh, hi. My name is Rose. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rose. I love name.
Oh, hi. Well, it's actually Rose Marie, but for short, it's Rose.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very beautiful. Yeah, what can we help you with?
Do you do a general reading, or is it easy for me to ask a question?
We can just kind of see what comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes that's better. Maybe something I need to know.
Perfect.
Okay, all right. So when I tune into your energy, I feel like you've got, in terms of what I'm picking up on, you've got, it's a little bit of a status quo dynamic going on. I don't feel like there's anything really like major life decisions that you're kind of brewing with, but I do feel there's I feel like if I was, you know, to connect with you on a deeper level, I feel like there's a little bit of a desire to create something different, to do something different. I feel like that. I feel an inkling of change from you. Does that make sense, what I'm saying? The desire?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like there's this feeling of like a little bit of monotony going on, and just a little bit the opportunity in which to create a little bit of change within your life. So I'm not getting anything specific, but that's the energy that I'm picking up on it with that. And Angela, you might actually get the specifics around that. I think the but I'm just I think there's go ahead,
Angela. Probably more than one change, probably quite a bit of them.
I feel the desire there, but I also feel a little bit of a holdback because it's kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, that feeling of when somebody, when things are status quo and things are sort of working well, like if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. But there's also like the soul, the heart level desire for change. And so that's the balance that I feel. Do you almost sense like, or well, you would notice, it feels like there's an internal battle even within you going on because that feeling of like, well, but you know, I've got it good. There's no like reason to complain, but yet I still am yearning for more. So that's what I'm picking up on with your energy.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of going on. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rose, can I ask you something? Do you have a partner or like a love interest or anything? What is your dynamic around relationships?
Well, yeah, I do live with somebody for a while. It's not really something that I want to continue.
The reason I'm asking you is because I don't want you to tell me anymore because I want to just basically like plug into the message that I have for you. You have karmic mm-hmm. partner coming through this reading, and it's a commitment that you're currently in. So I'm just like, you've got to be with somebody right now because of the way the cards are coming. You're recognizing I have the knife, which is sever. You want to get out of this situation. So that makes sense, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So, anyways, what I'm getting is that your karmic partner, you know, whether or not you guys are actually, you know, you can't see eye to eye, whether or not, you know, you guys are having a lot of struggles, all I know is there's something else out there on the horizon for you because who you're dealing with right now is not who you are going to be with in the future as in long term. So whether or not, you know, you're wanting to get married again or just have a commitment again, I see another partner that is on the horizon for you because I have two people coming into this reading, and it could be a very earthy type of a person where they are just very stable. There's somebody that wants to commit. There's somebody that doesn't want to rush, but they, you know, kind of slow and steady, but somebody who is really very supportive of your dreams, ambitions, your goals, because I also have something about passion and I have something about mm-hmm. ideas or wanting to do something with maybe your life in a different way. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I do have a nonprofit, but it's been a little bit stale, and
it's
gosh. Really
my I can't
passion
believe it.
To do. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell
That's
you
what
right
I
now.
Do
I wish
in my
you
life.
I wish you could see the cards literally that I'm picking up. I have the card that's says support. And you want to know what the back of it says? Offer your support to someone. Experience the joy of serving others. When I picked this card, I was like, I don't really know how I'm going to interpret this for you. Do you like giving to others? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's your passion. It literally sits mm-hmm. right under passion. So what I'm getting is that somehow severing the tie with this karmic partner is going to propel you forward in what you want to do. So the advice mm-hmm. from Spirit right now is, yes, to sever this tie, but they realize that you may not be ready in this moment. There might be certain things, certain ducks in a row that you need to get in order. So they're telling you to mm-hmm. relax, let go of your desired outcome, just go with the flow, and everything that is going to occur or that's on the horizon that's meant for you is literally just going to kind of come in. And I know that sounds kind of hokey, but it's like as if by magic something is going to occur and you're going to be like, oh my God, I know what to do. And you're just going to do it. You're going to cut it off like pretty quick. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's good. So, yeah, that's
Yeah, right?
Right, right.
So,
I was on a church. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Please finish.
No, I just said I sound a little bit I'm tired because I just got back from a long trip. So it's not that I'm not excited to speak to you, ladies.
Oh, no. Of course not. Yeah.
Right. I'm just letting you know that. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, definitely. So I don't know
if you're looking for a commitment down the line, but I definitely see that there's a partner that's better suited for you for a long-term commitment if that's what you're looking for. It is available to you.
Yes, I am looking for that. I know it's not probably possible right now because of my situation, but
correct.
I definitely want to pursue that, you know, of course, down the line. Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yep. Okay. And Tina, are you getting anything? Maybe you can give her a name of the next gym or not.
What's
that?
That's so funny.
She seems to be dealing with
it.
Right? So.
You know, it's funny. It's like I'm picking up on the name Paul.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's my that's my daughter's husband's name.
Wow, interesting.
Let's not go there. Okay, let's not go there. That's not the kind of excitement you want in your life right now. Definitely.
I was picking up. I was picking up on the name Paul. And the other thing that I wrote down was, you know, everything just feels when I go into your energy field, it just feels like very routine, very monotonous, same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel mm-hmm. that you really need to take time to play. You really need to get yourself out there. I just see you dancing, you know, the images that Spirit is showing me, just, you know, just to feel more alive. I think you've lost that inner joy, that spark within yourself just because of the circumstances around you. And I mm-hmm. really feel that you got to get out there, you know, be with others, your tribe, you know, other people
right.
that are going to uplift you. I think that's really just going to, you know, really soothe your soul and help you along your path. And I do agree with everything that Heather and Angela have said. I see that all as well. But I just want to touch on this for you, just this information from Spirit that they were showing me. So I will leave that with you.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, I understand what you ladies are saying. Makes perfect sense. All right, I appreciate it too.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye bye.
Have a great night. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see. We've got area 703. I think that's okay. I'm trying to make guesses now. I may not be getting the names, but maybe I can get the states. I think that's Nevada. Let's see. Area code 703. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Andrea, where do you think I'm calling from?
Andrea.
Are you
right.
I know, Andrea.
From
America.
It's
from Virginia.
Virginia,
nice.
Okay, so clue. Oh, wow. Where did I? Yeah, okay. I don't even know my area codes. That's awesome. How is it?
720 with what? Nevada.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, that's 702. 720 is.
Oh,
okay.
You're right. 702.
Anyway,
there you go. That's it.
So, dancing hands. Yes. How are you? How is everything going?
I'm,
oh, my gosh.
Well, yesterday was my birthday, so everything seems to be going good.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you said earlier definitely resonated me with, you know, because I've had people tell me for 4 months this guy and I were going to be great together. And then all of a sudden, you know, he got their free will. He went back to his ex-wife. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because of a child. So but I don't believe that's the case. But, you know, what can I do? I'm not going to make someone stay that doesn't want to stay.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what can we help you with?
Well,
you want to talk about relationships or?
No.
Okay.
Actually, my job. I have a job that I don't know why, but it's become very toxic, and I don't know why my boss can't stand me because lately, I mean, she says some really mean things and threw me under the bus. But I'm supposed to have a job offer, but I'm waiting for, I guess, the clearance or the fingerprints to come back. So, do you still see that coming through?
I do immediately. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Tina, if you're getting or Angela, but I see it, there's a process, but I see you definitely making that transition. And I know that you don't want to talk about the when you were talking about, I used Angela's amazing cards and I pulled up Twin Flame and the answer is yes. So I'm just going to leave you with that in terms of your relationship.
Oh, nice.
We don't have to go there.
Well, you
but
know,
I mean,
within
the
relationship.
Not an
and I had a relationship after the other one, but I felt like we were more in the friend zone, and I ended up breaking up with him because he was very much the loner. And I'm very much, as you can tell, I'm very much the extrovert, and I'm very bubbly.
Yeah.
And he was, I mean, not the opposite, but like way too opposite. So I just had to let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't serve you, let it go.
Right, amen.
Nice.
That's right. So speaking of just the job situation, I do feel like you brought up this female, but I feel like whatever the situation is with her, I feel like you're going around her. I don't feel like it's something to where you have to go through her to get to the next step in your job. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
No, the job that I have, I work for a female boss who every single day now keeps like yelling at me and screaming at me, and then she complained to her boss how bad I was and said all these things about me. But the new job is supposed to be with like department of, you know, like a government job, but
perfect.
I'm waiting for the fingerprints to come back, but I think it's on hold because of the whole shutdown thing. But I don't know why she doesn't like me. I mean, I have no idea. I've never done anything to her, and I have no idea. I don't even know what I've done.
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't feel like you're reliant upon her, this new this lady that you're going to go around her in the sense of like the job that you're going to have is not going to be a part of her. So that confirms what you're saying. But I in terms of her energy and the way she's behaving with you like that, because I have to tell you, the energy that I get, she doesn't, because you are so outgoing and you really just kind of say it and speak your truth. There's an intimidation factor for her. I feel like she's someone who can be crass and say things, but I feel like she also cares a lot about what people think. And and you don't. And so she doesn't. You're holding up the mirror of herself that she doesn't like. And so that's where the passion's coming in, because you're exposing a side of her that she doesn't like about herself. And so you can almost be like, God, what did I do? Like I didn't do anything.
I know
you didn't.
Right?
You're holding up a mirror
real estate
and
office.
She doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm. I work for a real estate office, and the agents absolutely love me. And I think that intimidates her because they didn't even like the last two admins. They couldn't even stand them, but they love me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're everything she's not. I hate to say that. And that's not to diss her, but she's just, you know, she has to progress down the path, and you're there. So, I remember last time we talked to you, I felt it too. Like you've done so much growing over the years. Like you've really done a lot of work, and I don't feel like you've always been, I know that, I mean, to know you now, like I never knew you then, but to know you, to the outgoing, I would never have guessed you were shy, but my spirit
never,
is telling
I've never
me that, the spirit's telling me that there was something with you where you would hold back in some ways. You may have been very like verbose in terms of your communication, but I feel like there was this point in time where it was like, if I spoke up and said like what I'm about, would people be accepting of that? So I feel like
that's true. When I was in high school and middle school, I was always like, do you like me for me? Do you like me what I look like?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was very, I was like that. especially when I moved from Massachusetts to California. I didn't know a soul, and and you're 13 years old. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah. So kudos to you, and that you have mastered at a fairly young age what people spend a lifetime trying to do, really stepping into their strength and power. So it just phenomenal.
She's trying to get rid of me. I overheard a conversation saying she wants to bring back the old admin and, you know, pay her more money. So I hope I'm going to get this job before that comes to fruition.
Yeah, I think it'll work out. I don't know, Angela or Tina, what you guys are getting.
Oh, I definitely get the energy that you're going to be getting a new offer, most definitely. Justice is going to be served. You're going to be walking away from this very hateful person. I'm literally just reading the cards that I have in front of me. The Emperor is going to be you stepping into your power. Your intensity, though, it frightens her. She's attracted to it, but she's repelled by it at the same time. So it's exactly what Heather was saying, is that there's some kind of a mirror that you're holding up to her. She wants to be like you, but she's also repelled by some sort of shadow or issue that she has within herself. So this is really, really stemming from, okay? But so right now, I do see a little bit of a delay. I don't mean that in the sense that it's not going to come when you would like it to. It may, because I'm getting a lot of messages from spirit that are saying, just relax, choose to be in a peaceful state, just keep doing you. A positive outcome is assured. So I definitely see energies of this grief and this stalemate to where you're stuck in the situation and this pause being on hold, that you are going into the Page of Wands energy and the Magician. And that just means all fresh new energy when it comes to career, when it comes to manifesting the dreams that you want and your desires. I see you gathering at a brand new table with a brand new staff, if that makes sense.
Yes, because I'll be an admin for Department of Defense.
Perfect. I see you there. That's what I see.
And, so. And it's $9,000 more a year. I mean, come on.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. And you don't have to deal with her. Yeah, no, actually when Angela, I pulled a few cards when she was talking, and I got release and literally balancing the scale. So you said something about justice.
I got that, too. I didn't say that, but I got that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then action.
This
is insane. And then action right after that. And literally, when you were talking, I pulled divine timing and summer. So, I mean, there you go. Yeah. So, So, Tina,
awesome.
You got any names for us? What's your new boss today?
No, I don't have any names.
Okay.
But I do. I so funny. I don't know. Now I'm thinking, you know, now I'm hearing Shirley. I don't know what. I'm like, Shirley. I don't know if that really is with me, but I'm picking up on
her name.
That.
Her name is she's going to get the job.
There you go.
Beautiful.
What is her name?
Her name is Sue.
Her name is Sue. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Sue. Okay.
And you know what's really funny? Her middle name is Peace, because she was born in wartime, so there was they wanted peace, so they named her middle name was Peace. I was like, I'm a moron.
Sure.
Oh, funny. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna tell you right now what I have, Andrea. I have the card Peace for you. I swear to God, I have it right in front of me. I swear to God,
but
I really
so
feel
funny.
That is a sign. Yes. Yeah, that's amazing to me. That confirms for me that you're getting this freaking job. Absolutely. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I really feel like this job is going to be there for you as well. Yeah, totally, totally feel what you guys are both saying.
Well, the job just
awesome.
A filler, because, you know, my next venture is AGT, so that's my goal. So whatever the job it is, it's going to be temporary anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My
that's
dancing
awesome.
Hand
How
career
exciting.
Is going to take off.
I think I'm going to do a reinterpretation of what Tina just gave. I don't think it was a name. I think it was a sign. Shirley, like everything you just said, the getting the new job, Shirley, you will.
Oh, there you go.
Get it?
Oh,
so,
gosh,
that's exactly when you said that. I was like, that's exactly what they're saying.
Love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You guys are awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, good. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. And you have to
You're welcome.
Keep in touch. I want to watch the episode. I want to Yeah, it's your video. Phenomenal job. I didn't even realize like the sign language. That's hard. Like that's a whole nother language.
Sure is.
Kinda,
yeah.
You know how long it took me to make that video? It took me months. And people think, oh, you can whip it up. It's the months to make that video. And then when I tape it, it took me almost 8 to 12 hours because if I'm a perfectionist, if I make one thing wrong, I start all over again.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of practice, I'm sure.
Not easy. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're
so welcome.
You. So, thank you. Well, thanks, Andrea, for calling in. Keep in touch, all right?
You're welcome. Okay, I will.
Have a good night.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. If you guys are good, okay. We can take another call. Does that work? We've got quite a few calls, and I don't,
mm-hmm.
yeah, okay. All right, let's go ahead and get, let me just make sure, I want to make sure to get the oldest. Sometimes the queue adjusts on its own, and I want to make sure that I get the oldest, someone who's been waiting the longest here. Okay. All right, yep, let's go with, okay, let's go with area code 585. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name's Kayla, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, my gosh.
Kayla?
It's nice to be. I have a daughter named Kayla.
So did I. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. My daughter's name is Kayla.
So is mine.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Hi, Kayla. How are you doing?
I'm pretty sorry. We're getting lost in the moment. Wow.
I know.
What can we help you with?
I just wanted to side note and say that I've been following Angela for probably over a year now.
Oh.
I found her December of 2017, I believe, and I've kind of went through the same thing. I went through a spiritual awakening after meeting what I think is my twin flame, and just have just enlightened from there, and it's just been like an amazing journey. And I guess we're not in contact anymore, which is not really what I want to ask about, but I guess I kind of want to let spirit speak to me through you guys and to just kind of tell me what I would like to know or confirm some things or
share
some guidance of my own. But it's always nice to come from a external source sometimes.
Oh, no, most definitely. And I just want to say thank you so much for following my channel for so long. I think that's just amazing. So thank you for that support.
Awesome.
All right. So I think Heather's going to kick things off and I'll just pull some cards as well.
Yeah, let me, as I just kind of tune into your energy. So what's the, but also is there, I feel like I want to talk about with school with you as well. I don't know how old you are or whatever, but I feel like there's the connection with school. Do you mind saying how old you are? Because I feel like there's something about school that you maybe have finished out, or there was something about this decision around school. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, it kind of does. I'm actually going to be 26 on February 2nd.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's coming.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So that just it first and foremost, that's fine. So that's what I was getting. But also I just feel like with you, when I tap into your energy, that you've sort of got, there's a lot of things that are going on in terms of like where you can expend your energy. And I feel like for you, you're getting to a point where it's really about pulling back and looking at you and what you want to do. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Because I feel like there's the influence,
yes.
Like you've got the, okay. So yeah, you've got the influence with friends. I feel like family is a big thing for you as well. I don't know if there's an influence of family or family's like, you know, trying to check up on you, like, well, what do you should be doing this, da, 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 da. But, and then I also get like, there's also a feeling of a little bit of pressure about what you should be doing versus what you want to be doing. So I feel like there's something about, like, if I had to, like, as I'm tapping into your energy, it feels like you're going into the space of falling in love with yourself. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes,
and with
does.
Who you are? Okay, perfect. I feel like you're at this space where it's like the beauty of your coming into your own. Like, it, think about like a rose that's blossomed. Like, that's literally, I see you holding this rose and just like having that with yourself. And it's beautiful. I feel like you're really coming into your own, and there's, you're getting comfortable with that space as well. I think when we're young, we tend to care too much about what other people think, like just like what we were talking about with Andrea. But with you, I feel like you're on the cusp of that, and it just feels so good for you. And because of that, I feel like when you, the radiation of light and love that comes from you as a result of the shift that's occurring within you, that the energies that you attract is kind of going to be like anything that you've ever experienced before. And have you already started to feel, because I actually do, as I'm saying that, I see an older man coming forward, and it's kind of like a relationship that, like, he's older and there's a maturity about him that, like, just kind of takes you to another level. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, not the older man thing, but everything before is definitely entirely on point.
He's coming. And Tina will tell you his name. So I'm telling you, I feel it. It's not Shirley. Angela,
so
Tina, the funny thing, and I just want to make sure to say this out loud because I want other people to understand this as well. Everything I said to you, and you know it's true, like you resonate with it on a deep level. Spirit would not let me mention this man until I said those things. So literally, mm-hmm. I said all of those things to you, and then I see this man popping out of nowhere. But they won't, it's like they need you to hear that before everything else. A lot of people want to jump to, will I find someone? But Spirit wants to bring you back to yourself and the importance of that relationship with yourself, and that's why he popped in. So Angela, if you want to take it away and work your magic there.
Yeah.
See what you got.
Yeah. So the very first thing that is popping up here is to stay optimistic about your love life. So basically, Spirit is just confirming right off the bat that there is something to be optimistic about. As far as you and your twin flame, I'm picking up on some messages, you know, using my twin flame messages cards, something that, you know, happened. I don't know if there was some sort of an action that he took towards you or some sort of some sort of thing that happened to where it made you feel bad. But what I do have here is somebody that's telling you that I feel bad for the way that I either, you know, treated you or something that I said. I don't want you to take it personally because it's not you, it's me. So I don't even know if that resonates with your situation. I know that, okay. And he's also actually saying to you that I know that you're right with what you said or what you think I need to do or about our situation, but I need to come to my own conclusions. So what's coming through the reading right away is that obviously he's still growing, he's still clearing, he's still not ready. I also have the card of addiction healing as well as numbing. So I don't know if there's some kind of maybe behavior, maybe even addiction, but sometimes addictions can come through that have to do with like family or of origin issues, you know, where just childhood issues, trauma, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be anything specific, but just something like that. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like he needs to clear something because there's something going on with him and it's affecting the way that he is acting towards you.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm getting also too in this energy, in this reading, that do you write at all? Do you creatively write? Do you write things down? Do you journal or anything like that?
I definitely journal. I don't necessarily like write stories, but I definitely journal, and I've done like rituals in a sense of like full moon rituals, like releasing and
love it,
inviting rituals and stuff like that.
Well, what I'm getting from this is that the pen with the piece of paper in one of my decks, it's called creation. Whatever it is that you're writing, you're actually creating, you're manifesting it. And you're actually manifesting that not only, it's an energetic thing first, but then it materializes into the material world. So what I'm getting is to make sure that whatever it is that you're putting onto either paper or writing down or even thinking at this point are things that you want to materialize into the material world. And I am getting that whatever your intuition is about your twin flame is correct. So what I'm getting is that you don't even necessarily need these messages to know that you're wrong or right. I feel that deep down in your heart, you already know the answers. So I hope that speaks to you.
That does. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, guidance is great and you take that all into account, but I'm getting that what spirit guides are telling me right now is that you already are plugged in and in tune with this situation, and you know exactly how it's all going to materialize. It's just a matter of time, obviously. But I do see what Heather was talking about as far as your own energy. You have the ace, the three, and the five of wands. So this is all about your energy. This is all about your creativity. It's all about your life purpose, your passions, how you feel at this particular time. So this is a time for you. This is a time for you to, I don't know if you're working on something or want to create something in the physical world, like a job or a business or a hobby or something. I don't know. But you're really in tune with your energy to be able to create some sort of abundance. I just keep getting whatever you're doing, you're going to be materializing this into the material world. You're manifesting what your desires are into the material world. And you got a lot of energy of spring here. And the only reason I say that is because that's wands energy and tarot. And you've got like four cards that scream spring for some reason.
Okay. I actually pulled some cards for myself earlier. I got a lot of wands earlier. It was pretty much all
my
wands in the card in the Rider-Waite tarot book.
Yes.
So what
I get from the three of
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, what I get from the Three of Wands energy is that whatever something is on the horizon for you. So it's just a matter of time, but it is coming. Your ships are going to come in.
That's really awesome that you say that. And it really says something to me because I do have a nudge, but I always kind of question it, kind of thinking that it's just, what is it, wishful thinking?
Wishful thinking, right.
Yes. And then I'm just like, well, maybe, I don't know, it seems to be a nudge. And it's kind of like I've detached at this point, and there's still a nudge of a lot of different things. But that definitely speaks to me and resonates and makes sense, complete and total sense.
No, I'm glad. I mean, I'm getting here that you're devoted to this path, and this path has something, you know, much more obviously than just the person to offer you at this time. So I feel like you are encompassing all of this energy that the twin flame journey has to offer you. I do see a card, though, that says numbing. I didn't mention it. So when you just said that you have a tendency to just kind of stamp it out, but you are so in tune with your higher self and spirit, you don't, it's like you question that, and you need to stop doing that. So that's just what I'm getting here. But there's major spring energy coming, and this just could be an indication that things are really going to start taking off for you, and you're going to start feeling some fresh energy coming into not only your life, but possibly your situation. But spirit is telling you at the very beginning of this reading to stay optimistic about your love life for some reason. So that obviously is about, you know, love. That's good.
Thank you. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I hope that helps.
That's amazing. And Tina, are you getting anything that you can add to that as well?
Yeah, I am getting the energy that comes in is, you know, for a relationship, romantic relationship, because I'm just seeing them. And the type of person that is coming in for you is more like of a protector. Okay, so he's going to, it's what I'm feeling from your energy is that's what you are attracted to. That's kind of like your ideal mate. I guess, someone that you feel protected by. He feels just that energy, just that really masculine protector, loving energy. I'm also picking up on the month of May and the number 25. And when Angela was talking about, you know, the relationship coming in, I am picking up on the month of May. And the other thing I'm picking up is, like, your spirit team's constantly talking to you because they're telling me that you get this ringing in your ears constantly. Do you not?
Yes,
you get the ringing in your ears because they're telling you. They're like, you've got to pay attention to that. So when you do, you know what? Look at the time on the clock when you do get that ringing and look up those angel numbers or the universal numbers. And these are messages from your guides too. And pay attention to what thought you were thinking at that moment as well, because they're communicating with you. Okay, and they're trying to relay these messages. So they just want you to pay attention to that a little bit more is what they're saying to me.
Okay.
I am also seeing the letter J, not getting a full name. I want to say J, but I am seeing the letter J. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, and the letter D as well. Like, I'm hearing David, Darren, something like that is what I kept picking up on. Would that make sense to you?
Not the David part. Yeah, my ex-husband is actually named Justin.
Justin, okay. So, right, so the first one was the J, and the second one is the letter D that I'm picking up, okay? And I just kept, it's kind of like a David, Darren, like a D-A is what I was hearing in the beginning phonetically. So keep that in mind. Keep that in your memory bank, okay? Because that's the information that Spirit was giving to me. And, yeah, I'll leave that with you. And that is what I have.
Beautiful.
Awesome. That's great. Hopefully that was helpful, Kayla. And you'll have to let us know how it goes. Definitely.
Yes, that was really helpful, honestly. And I'm glad that I kind of left it up to Spirit and you guys to kind of translate the messages for me, because a lot of it was confirmation, and as I've been told, I probably don't need it, but it was so nice to hear, especially connect with you guys and Angela too, because like I said, I've been following her readings on Instagram and YouTube for a while, and it was just nice to interact with her.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
No problem.
All right,
Kayla.
Have a good
great
night.
It was great that you were a last call. I love your name, so that's all I'm saying.
Thank you so much. Love and light.
You too.
You're
bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Heather, that's crazy. We have a daughter named Heather. A daughter, Kayla, in common. That's crazy.
Well, I know, and I'm sitting here, like, having a moment with myself, because I'm like, the synchronicities, there's something weird happening, because, the daughter that I was pregnant with when I met Dee, or when Dee and I, was Kayla. So, what does this mean? It's like a double rainbow. Like, what does this mean?
How old is your daughter?
She's at 18.
Heather, how old is your daughter?
Can you hear me? She's 18.
Oh, she's 18. Okay. Yeah, my daughter should be 25 this year. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, it's so crazy. Okay.
I know.
Yeah, anyway. The synchronicities. I don't think it's over yet. There's going to be more happening after, I'm sure. So,
I know.
This is amazing. You guys, I can't even tell you. I'm so energized. Like, I'm going to have to like totally ground myself after this, cuz my vibes are so, I'm like, I'm pulsing right now.
Buzzing.
Oh, Angela, I want to get your card so bad. I cannot wait to get your cards. Absolutely.
I was just going to say, I'll shoot you an email and we can talk about that, because I would love to send you one, and so that way you can get familiar with the cards. That'd be great.
Thank you so much.
Seriously, Tina. Yeah. Like, I'm blown away. And I didn't want to keep interrupting, but pretty much everything that was being said, the cards were just popping out, and I'm blown away. I think I've said it.
So, amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And seriously, much, very well deserved there. And so obviously, there, you have an Etsy shop and people can get them there as well. So,
correct.
And you have a YouTube channel.
They can get them there. And, I'm a small little business going here, so I don't have, a bunch of decks always on hand. So there's, when people order them, they have to usually pre-order them, and then I, just kind of do it by that basis. Maybe one day it will be different. We'll see.
It's well worth the wait regardless. And I just
think
with, like I said, I've used many, many decks, and it's funny because I buy them and then I like look at them and I feel them and I just don't, it just doesn't, and these ones, I literally have them with me sitting at work. I'm like pulling them when
people really
are talking
cool.
And I'm like, they're a part of my life now and they fit in my hand. Just phenomenal. You are amazing. And,
I'm just so thankful.
I'm just feeling all of this right now. I'm just so thankful for this, the time that I was able to spend with both of you. You guys are amazing. And I have to say, Kayla was talking about it a little bit as well, and there's something, and I get, like, the this feels all, anyway, the super blood lunar eclipse is coming up. Oh my gosh, this is, there's just shifts happening. There's all goodness happening.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about you guys, but I've already had some crazy experiences and I'm like, I got it. And, the biggest thing I could say, and I don't know if you guys have anything different, but what I was picking up from spirit is just to be present within it, because some of it can be a little jarring. Some of it can be like, oh my gosh, but you gotta, you know, it's be here now, be present in the moment and feel it out, because it's all good, you know, highest good here.
Yeah.
Right now. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, So I guess that's a wrap. I just, again, like I said, thank you guys so much. Yeah, it's Angela, at some point, please come back and join us again.
I'd love to. Thank
love
you.
To
have
you. Yeah. Absolutely.
It was amazing.
Open-ended.
Great show. Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, it was great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no, it was our honor, without a doubt. So, so that's it. That's next week. We'll be meeting again, this time next week on Friday, and we will have Kristen Davies on, and we'll do more good stuff then as well. So thank you guys so much. Thanks everyone who called in. Appreciate it. And I love to all. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.